Auburn's first option at wide receiver just got a whole lot more interesting. Welcome in, welcome into the hump day edition of the Barn Social Hour. It does not feel like a Wednesday.
You know what it does feel like?
What's that?
1 month until Auburn football is back.
Woohoo!
Mine's way louder.
Golly. Dang, I was about to say headphone warning.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for anyone wearing headphones.
I blew my eardrums out. You about saw me flip out this chair if you're watching the YouTube option. But yeah, let's just hop right into it. So yesterday, Golish, got on the mic, and the big takeaway from that presser was we're moving everyone out to a hotel in Opelika away from all distractions, you know, no girlfriends, no pets. No, nothing. Just purely football. We're just gonna learn ball while we're, you know, off for 2 weeks, which I'm a fan of. Like we referenced yesterday, Pat Smith from Jock said that it's very similar to an NFL training camp, and I agree 100%. So the thing that kind of got brushed over, because I mean, it was like he said it real quick and then he moved on, and we're like, wait a minute. It was. Someone asked, you know, how is the wide receiver room looking? And he said, Chaz Nimrod is our current number one receiver. And I, as soon as I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. Me and Graham were talking about how Keyshawn Singleton is going to be the number one. And like, even the videos from practice looked like he was going to be the number one option. So Graham, I kind of throw it to you. Kind of what are your thoughts on that? And yeah, you know, we'll bounce back and forth, but yeah, I found that very, very interesting yesterday.
Yeah, so I think everyone kind of expected going into this is like, okay, yeah, Keyshawn Singleton is going to be wide receiver one, and then we'll see how it plays out from there. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I think that made sense at the time to think that, because obviously, you know, Keyshawn Singleton had a really good year. He was the leading receiver, leading scorer for, or tied in scoring for the team last year for receivers at least, And so we're like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That's just, you know, he's got a lot of talent. You know, he's coming off his true sophomore season, about to be a junior. Makes sense. You know, he's going to be an upperclassman now. That's just right. You know, what's happening? Well, then obviously fall camp comes around and you see, you know, Chaz Nimrod's name start to show up and be more, you know, the coaches are giving him a lot of praise. And, you know, just him, you know, being around, doing a lot more, I guess. And then I was like, wait a minute. Chaz Nimrod got hurt last year in the season for USF. Only six games in. I think it was the sixth game he got hurt. So sometime in October. And that cut his season short. It took him out for the rest of the year. You know, before he got hurt, he broke his fibula, which is, you know, nasty injury. That's right. Never fun.
Nasty.
Yeah, so that's a broken leg. Anyway, he had 23 receptions for almost 500 yards and 3 touchdowns prior to the injury and was leading USF at the time in the stats and stuff, and was on pace to be, you know, their, you know, leading wide receiver for the year. So I was like, okay, then that makes sense why he's, you know, poised to be wide receiver one here. Golish obviously likes using him. Him and Byron clearly have a connection, obviously. And he's also older. You know, he is a senior this year and is older than guys like Keyshawn Singleton and Jeremiah Koger. And so I think that kind of actually makes a lot of sense why he's going to. Now, it's different skill sets. You know, Nimrod will play the slot more than likely. While Koger and Singleton or whoever is, you know, Deshaun Spencer or whoever is out of the other person out there will play on the outside. It's very different, you know, types of receiving. But it makes sense that, you know, Nimrod could be wide receiver one, and it makes sense why the coaches are speaking so highly on him.
Yeah. Do you think because he, I guess, has kind of emerged at this number one receiving option, him being Chaz Nimrod, do you think instead of him playing the slot, do you think they put someone like Bryce Kane at the slot?
No, they'll keep him at the slot. They'll just use him more often. Like, they'll just throw to the slot more. You can't really put Nimrod outside because of his size. He's just not big enough to play the outside. Let me pull up real quick.
I like Bryce Cannon a lot. I'm got a lot of stock on him.
He's 6'2", 200. Koger 6'3", 213. And then Singleton is 6'3", 220. So both Singleton and Koger are taller than Nimrod and just bigger guys, which is why you put them out there. And then obviously Bryce Cannon is quite small, but he's also shiftier and faster. He's 5'10", 165. So different, you know, skill sets there, but Chaz, I think, will play, you know, predominantly slot.
Yeah, Bryce Cannon's fun to use in college football. I'll just say that. Very, very fun. But yeah, I think it's very interesting. You know, kind of what you've said, like, without that injury, I think, you know, this whole offseason is a different conversation in terms of who the number one receiving option is. I think it would be Chaz Nimrod all the way. But because of the injury, you know, people are shifting. Hey, what about Keyshawn Singleton? What about, you know, so it's interesting how this is going to play out. Fall camp did start today, though. Officially, they hit the practice field today. You know, if you've been paying attention to social media, Zach Blackerby got some footage from practice. They let media in for about 25 minutes. Which, if I remember, didn't we get 25 minutes whenever we were there? So like that. It's very, you know, compared to like someone like Brian Harsin, who apparently never let the media even touch the parking lot. So I've heard. So that's it's cool to see that they're being more open and let people. And I'm sure that it's not the actual. You know, they don't really show much, obviously, while it's the 25 minute, you know, window. But just from, you know, some of the footage I've seen, it looks like everyone is hitting on all cylinders. Byron Brown looked uber excited to be out there again. Per usual, the energy level is always there. So that's nothing new. But I'm ready to see some more footage. And there's a video of Golish, you know, breaking the team down before, you know, the practice started that Auburn football had posted, and a whole lot of other things. I mean, it's just, you know, it's that time of year, man. We're gearing up. We're ready to go. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Cause, we're literally, like Graham said, like a month away. Like we're here. Basically, the countdown has started, and you know, I'm sure people have been counting down the days during the offseason ever since the national championship ended in January. But man, I'm amped. I think Golish has got us in a good spot going into the season. I'm still kind of on that, you know, the floor is 8-4 and you know, potentially 9-3, but we'll do a you know, updated you know, record prediction closer to the season, which, you know, stay tuned for that because I've got some up my sleeve for that to bring on, which will be a lot of fun for those of you that who know me. So, but yeah, another thing that I'm really excited about is everyone sporting their gear from AUShirts.com. That's what I'm excited about, Graham. AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You see the Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some other options on there as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are wearing your gear from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above, whether you're at the game in Atlanta, in Jordan-Hare Stadium for a home game, or at your tailgate, or just having a party at home. Let us know that you're sporting your gear at AUShirts.com by tagging me, Graham, or the Barn. We will give you a shout out on the show. So again, if you want to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also, while you're at it, go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner and also a massive Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to get your business on an index that is full of other companies that is run and supported by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is another great place for you to go. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, then go to buyauburn.com and see if there's anything in the Atlanta area that you can support while you are there that is run by an Auburn fan. Like I said, go to buyauburn.com to sign up or search the index today.
Yes, please do that because every single day, they're added by the handful. So again, if you know anyone with a, you know, local business and has some Auburn ties, let them know about buyauburn.com and trust me, you will not regret it. Grant, moving on to the back end of the show, it was announced literally this morning around like 10-ish. I would say 9:45, 10-ish, somewhere in there, that the Save College Sports Act is moving forward. And it looks like, there'll be a vote on it probably, hopefully, by the end of this week. If not, several people in D.C. have said, including, Katie Britt, people just notable, local people from Alabama have said that they will stay over the weekend to make sure that, if it goes into the weekend that it gets signed, because it needs to happen. So I kind of, Graham, what are your thoughts? Do you think a deal will be done?
Yeah. Well, real quick, in case anyone that is not aware, the College Sports Act has been changed and manipulated. Everyone's, originally it started off with the SEC and the Big Ten being like, hey, we don't support this because we don't like everything that's in it. And then after, meeting with some congressmen and whatever and revising it, they're like, all right, cool. SEC and Big Ten now support it. And basically, just a quick, if people don't know what it is, what it is including is, it is limiting athletes to transfer schools only one time without penalty, limiting athlete eligibility to a maximum of 5 years, prohibiting former professional athletes from playing in college, and prohibiting schools from poaching a coach from another school during their sports season. So kind of addressing a lot of the problems that we've seen with college football and college sports in just the last couple of years with NIL, kind of get rid of that transfer portal issue where kids are like, hey, if you're not going to pay me a certain amount of money, then I'm just going to go over here and get it and get paid that money. Hopefully trying to keep kids at one school and not make it a contract based 1 year type thing. Obviously it's, protecting, or it's bringing in, the 5 for 5, you get 5 years to play 5 seasons. I'm a big fan of that as well. And if this does pass, that allows Jeremiah Cobb to come back next year wants to and doesn't have a at least a pro season this year. I mean, obviously fixing fixing the stopping of college or professional athletes now coming back. We also saw that was a big problem in college basketball this last season. Hasn't really seen that really be an issue in college football. Just I think it's harder to, but. Not really being, because also when you get drafted to the NFL, like you're basically in the NFL now. Like you're not, you really have a chance to come back. But yeah, obviously we saw with like Bediako, there's a guy from Baylor, multiple schools, we're doing this stuff. And so it's preventing that from happening again. And then obviously the last one, we're talking about how it was protecting schools from getting their coach getting poached during the year to go to another school. Blank even LSU. Sorry. Anyway, but yeah, I'm supporting this act. I agree with a lot of the stuff. I think it's going to help college football and college sports be back to where they need to be. Kind of back to how they used to be. I think it's a good balance to keep NIL, active and keep, allowing to pay players. I think that's great and all, but putting some rules on it to stop the, all right, well, if you're not paying me, I'm going somewhere else. And, because it's ridiculous how much your team flops and flips every single year now, even with the same coach, it doesn't matter. And so, overall, I'm very supportive of this act.
Yeah, me too. And the one thing that's still a little, the gray area that's a little confusing to me is the media rights pooling. Cause I know that's like, basically every team from the conference can like voluntarily, pull all their media, right. Or I guess that's the right term. I'm not really sure, but I don't know if that plays into effect with current media contracts, like ESPN, has all the SEC games, for example, right. Does that affect that? Does that affect the Big Ten being on FS1? Like, what does that look like? So I wish that was a little bit more clarified, but I guess that might be why they're worried that this might get carried into the weekend, because there's still some gray area. But as far as the 5 for 5, with the transfer rule being, one and you're done type of thing, I'm a fan of that. I think that's what it should have been beforehand. Like people like TJ Finley and Keyshawn Hall going on the worldwide college tour of the universe is just old to me. Like the fact that TJ Finley's like at his 14th school, now is just insane. Like, the dude literally is putting on, like, the amount of helmets, different colors he has in his house, he might as well have, like, life-size Skittles at this point, the amount of different color helmets he has. It's insane. So, I don't know. I hope that this gets, you know, figured out quick. And I don't know. Will that, do you know, because I have no idea, if it'll go into effect? I guess it'll be next season, I guess, when everything recycles.
I would assume, I don't know. I would assume it would, I mean, if they pass it this weekend, say, and it's signed by the president, I think it goes into effect immediately.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think it would include players, you know, from this year. And obviously, like, it's not going to change much of the season this year, obviously, because no one can transfer during the season. But, like, it and, like, obviously, I think the coaching, like, no poaching coaches would be in effect. But other than that, I think everyone playing this season will be allowed to have one more year if they've already played through four, if it did pass. But I'm not entirely sure about that. That's just my interpretation.
Because I remember when we talked about this, I don't know, like, I guess it was last week. Like, I remember seeing a comment or somewhere, it was either on ours or someone else's post in regards to this topic. Like, if that's the case, does that mean TJ Finley can come back? And I guess so, right?
Well, no. Like, I think after a certain age, you're done. Like, okay. I think it was like, if it was like you had to be 24 or under or something like that. There was something I read that, like, if you had already gone past a certain age, you did not, like, you weren't allowed. Like, that didn't, okay. It did not apply to you.
Okay.
I can't remember where I saw that, but if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, I think it was something like you have from the moment you graduate high school or your 19th birthday until, like, you're 24. Okay. So it's got, like, a 5-year gap to play 5 seasons.
Okay.
And then you're done.
You're done. Another thing real quick, and, you know, hopefully, you know, that gets passed, Lord willing it does. Cause I think the main thing to come from this is the NIL cap that they're trying to enforce. And then also the 5 for 5. I think that's,
I'm a big fan of the 5 for 5.
Yeah, I think the 5 for 5 is the most important thing to me that comes out of all of this, just because it is very tiring to see, like, every year it turns into, like, free agency, which at first was fun, but then it's like, wait a minute. Like, there's no guarantee you have the same team next season.
Yeah, that's why I'm also big in favor of the transfer rule of, like, hey, you get one transfer, like, free transfer. And then, obviously, if something happens, like a coach is fired or there's, you know, some other issue, then you can, you know, get other ones. But it will hopefully stop just the constant transferring of kids in and out. I mean, there's kids that have transferred every year of their college career so far, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how that's, like, a sustainable lifestyle. You know, like, I know they're getting paid, so I guess that helps. But, my God, like, that would get super annoying after, like, to me, after the second one, it'd be like, okay, I guess I gotta move my crap again. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm not a college athlete during these times, so I don't know. But yeah, another thing real quick, which, you know, you have the Wild West side of college sports going on, like we just talked about, but also you have the good side of it that still exists. And the Auburn basketball team has successfully made it to Greece for their scrimmages against some of the pro teams out there. And I really love this. For those that can't see it, they posted a photo in front of a landmark in Greece. And it says simply, and it's a picture of the team, but it simply says "Our Odyssey" with the Greek flag there. So that's really cool. Very good picture, by the way. Whoever took that, shout out to you. Whoever is the Auburn basketball social media admin, I'm sure you were. That's one you frame in the athletic offices. Yeah, that's so good. That literally could be the home of Odysseus for all we know. I mean, who knows? but yeah, it's that's really cool. I'm glad they're getting to do that.
Parthenon, like, is a former ancient Greek temple on the Acropolis of Athens.
You should look that
Greece
up.
Greece dedicated to the goddess Athena.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Any Odyssey fans out there knows who Athena is. But yeah, I love how they called it Our Odyssey. Like the movie was really good, and they're how they're tying that in. So good props to the social media admin. That was really good. And the photo again, 10 out of 10, definitely need to frame that in the athletic offices. I think that's really cool. And put it up there with the, I remember they took a photo in Israel when they went with, I guess it was when Bruce was still the coach. What was it? 20. It was, oh my God, 2 years ago.
2022, maybe.
It was the Final Four year, I think. I want to say.
No? It was before that. Before?
Okay.
Because KD was still on the team.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, because they were all, yeah, that I remember now. So, yeah, that's, it's really cool they get to do that. Hopefully they get to do more of this. Now, the only bummer is
2022, August 2022.
2020. Okay, cool. The only bummer of this trip, at least for the fans, is the games will not be televised. And probably because
we'll get some clips from it.
Oh, I'm sure we will. It's just, you know, I guess it's more so there's not really resources, I guess. I don't know, to be able to travel with that much, you know, cameras to be able to get stuff and put on a network. And cause I know, weren't one of the games in Israel back in 2022? Wasn't that streamed somewhere?
It might have been like live streamed on YouTube on like a random page. Yeah. It wasn't like a network or anything doing it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, man, I'm excited for basketball season. I mean, that will be here before you know it. Literally, they tip off like midway through football season, I think, in October. So, and then some preseason games and, you know, like exhibitions in Boutwell. And you got the Vegas tournament, the New Era Vegas tournament as well. So, man, it's, you know, Auburn sports is starting to get rolling again. I'm excited. I'm cautiously optimistic about football this year. Even though, you know, I've already said that I think we could do 9-3, the floor 8-4, but I trust Golish more than I do Freeze. And, you know, you obviously saw what Freeze put on the field, but Golish not coaching a game yet. I know people are going to probably light me up for that, you know, but considering the way that he talks, it feels like he's trying to not really speed run us getting back to, you know, some relevancy again. But it's more so like I feel like we got the right guy because he breathes, eats, sleeps football. That is he is not a golfer. I saw people making jokes. So it's like, oh well, they obviously have a tee time. No, he made that very clear to a reporter that asked the question. In fact, he like gave him the death stares. Like, I do not give a damn about golf. I'm a football coach and purely a football coach, and I'm here to coach football for the Auburn Tigers. And I was like, oh yes, we got a good one. So I'm excited. I'm ready for football season. And I know everyone else watching and listening is. And the best way to keep up with everything from football, basketball, whatever is going on in the world of Auburn sports is be sure to like, subscribe, turn on notifications, follow us on social media. Anywhere you get your podcast, be sure to follow us and subscribe there as well. Check out the Instagram, the Facebook, the X pages. Be sure to follow everyone that is associated with the barn. And check out the message board. If you are not a member, go check that out as well. But yeah, Graham, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
Mm-mm.
Cool.
Just one month away.
1 month away, baby. We're almost there. We're almost there, guys. We are almost there. Can't wait. But between this and then my dad and I starting our, you know, podcast backup, which you've heard Kyle on and Zach Blacker be on. That'll be fun because I've been getting the list of guest pickers together and we got some bangers this year. So I can't wait. I'm ready. I'm in a football mood, man. So yeah, without you know, further ado, that's it. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. We hope you'll have a great rest of your Wednesday night. And as always, war damn everybody. See you next time.
See ya.